Well, good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you might be listening in and joining us in church again. May this time with God be an encouragement to you, mindful that we share it with brothers and sisters in Christ, listening in from wherever they may be. The Lord be with you. For those listening in who don't know me, my name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the Senior Minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church. Welcome. This morning is a service of the Lord's Supper. It's a time when we remember not only the love God has shown us in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, but the love we ought to have for one another. Though unable to meet face to face, we can still remember from our homes online without bread and without wine. However, if you choose to and it helps you to remember, you can set aside a piece of bread and grape juice or wine to take at the appropriate time in the service. If this is your choice and have not done so already, just pause the service now and provide some for yourself and whoever may be with you from your household. Today we continue our Bible teaching through the New Testament letter of Philippians. Who are the people you are in partnership with in the ministry of the gospel? Who are the people you share with in teaching or encouraging others about Jesus? What do you appreciate about them? Would you be willing to let them go for their encouragement and well-being, or for others to benefit from their ministry? The writer of Philippians wants us to know that having helpers in the ministry of the gospel is a reason to rejoice. Our mission focus for the month of October has been on the ministry of the Bush Church Aid Society, those who bring the good news of Jesus to people in remote places in Australia. In particular, we've been praying for the work of Daniel and Rebecca Farrisee in Kununurra, northwest Australia, and will do today. The Anglicare Agency of Care we've been remembering and praying for this month is prison chaplaincy. Today helping me in the service are Manette and Tina. Manette will read the Bible readings for us and Tina will lead us in prayer. Children are meeting via Zoom in Kids Church. We trust they have a fun time learning about God and we're mindful of their leaders too. Thank you. To prepare ourselves, let us hear from the Word of God. From Philippians chapter 2. Everyone looks out for their own interests, but not those of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Lord, have mercy on us and write your commandments in our hearts by your Holy Spirit. Please open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 19. Thanks, Manette.
Good morning, everyone, and may God bless you all. I'm first reading from Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 to 30. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare, for everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me, and I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. So then welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honour people like him, because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help you yourselves could not give me. The next reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 47. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Who are the people you are in partnership with in the ministry of the gospel? Who are the people you share with in teaching or encouraging others about Jesus? Maybe you've never thought of all your brothers and sisters in Christ, every member of your church and congregation, as such before. I suppose our thoughts first go to those in leadership in our church, and understandably so. To our ministry team here at Abbotsford Anglican, myself as a senior minister, rector, to Karen, our women's and family worker, to our link missionaries we support, the Thomases, the Rotundos, the Blairs, Kim, the Pharisees, to Anglicare chaplains that we support in hospitals, prisons, police force, schools and defence. Maybe our thoughts go to our kids' church leaders, to Emily, Vitti, Anthony, Manette and Megan, to our school SRE teacher, Fiona, pray group to leaders and helpers, Cole, Janice, Jennifer, Beverly and Rosemary, our service leaders, David, Tina, Diana and Fiona, and the many who either lead us in prayer, read the Bible to us, welcome us as we enter for church, lead in singing, and our musicians, Sam, Rosemary, Tina and Linda, those who provide us with refreshment after church, lead or involved in the Bible study group, clean the church, turn up for church. Those who follow people up on the phone, if missing from church or unwell, those who pray for us in the secret of their homes. Even our wardens, Diane and Stephen, our administrator, Janice, and the parish council, Linda, Stuart, Jennifer, Janice, and David. And I haven't forgotten Max, who faithfully rings the bell right on 9:30 when we start. We are a small and close church here at Abbotsford Anglican, and already we can hear that the list, that's almost everyone in the church. In fact, I think I'd say it is. Who are the people you are in partnership with in the ministry of the gospel? Who are the people you share with in teaching or encouraging others about Jesus? Maybe you've never thought that it's all of your brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of your church, the congregation you attend. What do you appreciate about them? Have you told them? Have they told you? Everyone looks out for their own interests, wrote Paul, but not those of Jesus Christ. Here is a question we may not have thought of, or maybe not wanted to consider. Would we be willing to let them go for their encouragement and well-being, or for others to benefit from their ministry elsewhere. Up to this point in the letter, the Apostle Paul has encouraged the church in Philippi to rejoice in their harmony, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, to rejoice in their partnership in the gospel with Paul and with each other. And this ought to be an obvious characteristic of a church whenever they think of each other, and certainly whenever they meet and share in ministry. For such oneness, such harmony in ministry, God grants us the opportunity to be involved in, is and ought to be greatly appreciated. Secondly, in chapter 1, verses 12 to 26, Paul encourages us to rejoice in hardship. It's not easy being a Christian, living life God's way according to the Bible in a world that chooses not to. Paul reminded us that it has been granted to us on behalf of Christ to not only believe in him, but also to suffer for him. The challenges that come our way we face together as followers of Christ. We rejoice, for they are opportunities to advance the gospel, to make Christ and the gospel known, to give the reason for the hope we have to cope and the faith to face each day. Thirdly, in chapter 1, verses 27 through to chapter 2, verse 18, we heard last week that Paul encourages us to rejoice in humility. As we partner in ministry together and share in our hardships, we look not to our own interests, but to the interests of others. It's what characterizes Christians. We have the mindset of that of Christ Jesus towards others, as he had towards us, to serve. Such is conducting ourselves, Paul wrote, in a manner worthy of what the gospel of Christ deserves. Now in chapter 2, verses 19 to 30, by way of his example to the church of all that he has said before, the apostle demonstrates it in his own attitude towards those who have been of help to him in his ministry whilst in chains for Christ in Rome. He wants his hearers to see that he has good reason to rejoice in those who have been helpers to him, to appreciate them as precious gifts from God. In the verses before us, two men are mentioned, Timothy and Epaphroditus. Timothy, verses 19 to 25, and Epaphroditus, verses 26 to 30. Both men are very close to Paul and dear to him. We hear that in the words Paul chooses to describe them. Look with me there. With regards to Timothy, I have no one else like him. As a son with his father, he has served me in the work of the gospel. With regards to Epaphroditus, my brother, my co-worker, fellow soldier, your messenger, who you sent to take care of my needs. Two Christian brothers, co-workers in ministry, very close to Paul and dear to him and appreciated. Yet Paul was willing to let them go for their encouragement and well-being and for others to benefit from their ministry. Unable to visit Philippi at the time of writing, Paul hoped to send Timothy as soon as he had more certainty as to his future, whether he was to be released or to remain in custody. Paul knew that Timothy would show genuine concern for their welfare, verse 19. This is not only an endorsement of Timothy's person and ministry, his teaching and pastoral care of the Christians in Philippi, and for them to be reassured of his care, but also a sharp reminder to us who are entrusted with the care of God's people to show genuine concern for their welfare ourselves. For everyone looks out for their own interests, but not those of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me if you feel I have failed you in this at any time. In verses 25 to 30, the apostle turns to writing of Epaphroditus. Paul realized it is necessary to return him to Philippi. He is homesick, battle-weary from ministry, and it appears Paul has heard that the church misses him. As much as he would have appreciated to keep him with him, Paul realizes he must let him go, not only for Epaphroditus' encouragement and well-being, but for the church also. They have entrusted him to Paul as on loan. He has served enthusiastically, as they most likely knew he would, so enthusiastically that at the expense of his own health and well-being, he almost died for the work of Christ. We are all called to offer ourselves in the ministry of the gospel sacrificially. At the end of this service, we will pray. Father, with gratitude for all your mercies, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Sometimes in ministry, our brothers and sisters work so hard for the Lord and for his people that they become unaware of its effect on their health and well-being. It is our responsibility, the church's responsibility, all of us under God, to make sure we provide care for them. Remember, everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Paul realizes that the church in Philippi would want Epaphroditus back home. Paul wants him back home, and Epaphroditus needs to go home. In fact, it's time for Epaphroditus to go home. He longs for all of you, verse 27, and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. Letting go of helpers we value in ministry for their benefit or that of others doesn't come easy. We think our ministry needs are great and all hands on deck are needed. But there come times when a church must let them go, trusting in God to provide for their encouragement and well-being as well as their own. We're never to see this as failure, but a demonstration of honouring their ministry, looking forward to them always being welcome in the Lord with great joy wherever they serve. Honour such people as these, Paul said. Rejoice in your helpers, Paul encourages us. Who are the people we are in partnership with in the ministry of the gospel? Who are the people we share with together in teaching or encouraging others about Jesus? What do you appreciate about them? Have you told them? Have they told you? Remember, everyone looks out for their own interests, wrote Paul, but not those of Jesus Christ. Rejoice for the helpers that he has given to us. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all our brothers and sisters in Christ, for their faithful service in Christ for you and for each other. Continue to bless us, we pray, that we may be a blessing to others wherever we may be. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's say together what we believe as the Church of God in the words of the Nicene Creed. Together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
So we declare the praises of Jesus, Savior and King. He is the cornerstone. Hallelujah. And now we stand as his church until the day when he comes in glory. Hallelujah.
Well, let us pray. Tina's going to come now and lead us in a time of prayer. Thanks, Tina.
Good morning. Let us join together in prayer for the world, the nation, ourselves, and those around us. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Praise to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for ever and ever. Gracious God, we give you thanks for your presence and sovereignty over us. Great God, Creator, we come before you with our concerns for this world, to lay down our burdens for the distressed, the victims of violence, hunger, poverty, and suffering. And for those in the conflict, may we especially remember Sudan and Iraq. Please loosen the grip of hatred and cruelty on human hearts. May food and aid and necessities be supplied to countries such as Yemen, Ethiopia, and Afghanistan. Turn the hearts of people and leaders of wealthier nations to have compassion and send aid for relief. For those persecuted because of faith, we ask for protection, strength, peace, comfort, and their needs to be met. And especially for Christians, that they may reflect the love of Jesus, and the persecutors will come to know Jesus for themselves. For the concerns of our world in regards to pollution and climate change, we ask for wisdom, guidance, and unified solutions for the betterment of our environment and vulnerable countries and nature itself. May the COP26 conference in Glasgow be a time of considered decisions to benefit all. We look to you as our help in trouble and lay our request to you in Jesus' name. Amen. For the situation of COVID everywhere, Lord, gracious God, we give thanks anew for your providence and your presence. We prayerfully seek your grace amidst COVID-19 here and overseas. We pray for those in need of healing. We pray for your peace with those who are anxious or grieving. We pray that you will continue to strengthen and sustain all those who are serving in response, such as doctors, nurses, paramedics, police, and our leaders. Grant them health, strength, wisdom, and endurance, that people will listen and cooperate for the betterment of their neighbours and loved ones. We pray for your Holy Spirit's discernment amongst the many choices and decisions facing our national, community, and medical leaders. This prayer for our nation in the family of nations, with all that is on our hearts, we gather now and pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Holy and loving God, you are our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. We bring before you our nation and our community. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for our land and community. Forgive us when we seek our own ways and not yours, and not love our neighbours. May your Spirit move among us, enlighten and draw to people to you, to know the truth of gospel and life. We also thank you for our Link missionaries, Daniel and Rebecca Pharisee, and their daughters, for their willingness to go to Kanara and share the love of Jesus. Thank you for enabling Bible teaching by live streaming, and may the people continue to grow to be more like Jesus. Grant them safe travels, good health, the ability to cope in the heat, and give them encouragement. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We also want to thank you for the work of Anglicare, especially remembering prison chaplains who reach out to show the love of Christ and give his message. May these servants be given wisdom, health, strength, and a listening ear, and that their residents, guards, and staff will also be drawn to know Christ because of their ministry. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. O great and loving God, for St. Andrew's, we give you thanks and praise for our provision. We thank you for our parish council, Trevor and Rosemary, Karen, and all those who contribute in the running of the church. As a body of Christ, may we bear one another in love, being like-minded, one in spirit and purpose. For those amongst us who struggle with ill health, loneliness, recovery, and maybe injury, we ask that they may be renewed in you, comforted by you, and encouraged by your love and care. And we especially think of Kay, Max, Barbara and Tony, Lynn and Graham, Jean and Jennifer O'Neill. Keep us all, we pray, in perfect peace. Help us to walk together, pray together, sing together, and live together until that day when all God's children will rejoice in one common band of humanity in the reign of our Lord and of our God. We pray. Amen. And praying for the set prayer today, let us bring that God will increase our faith and bring us to perfection in the gifts he has given us. Almighty God, every good thing comes from you. Fill our hearts with love for you, increase our faith, and by your constant care preserve in us the good you have given us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thanks, Tina. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we who come to receive the Holy Communion of the body and blood of our Saviour Christ can come only because of his great love for us. For although we are completely undeserving of his love, yet in order to raise us from the darkness of death to everlasting life as God's sons and daughters, our Saviour Christ humbled himself to share our life and to die for us on the cross. In remembrance of his death and as a pledge of his love, Jesus instituted this holy sacrament which we are now to share. But those who would eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord must examine themselves and amend their lives. They must come with a repentant heart and steadfast faith. Above all, they must give thanks to God for his love towards us in Christ Jesus. You then who truly repent of your sins and are reconciled with others, intending to lead a new life of joyful obedience to God, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to strengthen and sustain you. But first, let us make a humble confession of our sins to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you made all things and you call everyone to account. With shame we confess the sins we have committed against you in thought, word, and deed. We rightly deserve your condemnation. We turn from our sins and are truly sorry for them. They are a burden we cannot bear. Have mercy on us, most merciful Father. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all that is past. Enable us to serve and please you in newness of life, to your honour and glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who has promised to forgive the sins of all who turn to him with repentance and faith, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, strengthen you to do his will, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear these words of assurance for those who truly turn to Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The Apostle Paul said, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. He is worthy of all praise. Always and everywhere, it is right for us to praise you, Lord, Holy Father, mighty Creator, and eternal God. Therefore, with all those gathered around your throne in heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name in words of never-ending praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory to you, Lord Most High. We do not presume to come to your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your boundless goodness and mercy. We are not even worthy to eat the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord whose nature is always to have mercy. Enable us by faith to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood that we may be cleansed from sin and forever dwell in him and he in us. Amen. We thank you, our Father, that in your love and mercy you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our salvation. By this offering of himself once and for all time, Jesus made a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world and commanded us to continue a remembrance of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, merciful Father, and grant that we who receive these gifts of your creation, this bread and this wine, according to our Saviour's command, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may be partakers of his body and blood. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, then gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the meal, Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Come, let us eat and drink in remembrance that Christ died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are confident to say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen." Lord and Heavenly Father, in your loving kindness, accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Grant that by the merits and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and your whole church may receive forgiveness of our sins and all other benefits of his suffering. With gratitude for all your mercies, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, we just have a couple of announcements. I want to remind you that we return to meeting face to face on Sunday, the 28th of November, and it'll be the Lord's Supper. If you have been listening in over these past few months and would like to join us, you are most welcome to do so. Our church meets here at Abbotsford Anglican Church at 9:30 a.m. of a Sunday morning. The service will continue to be recorded in the coming weeks up to then and when we return. Church members, you're always welcome to join in on a Sunday night and catch up via Zoom from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Just drop in any time and say hello to our other brothers and sisters in Christ. Many of you are meeting already during the week in your Bible study groups, and that's great to hear. Our mission focus for next month of November is on Anglicare's Toys and Tucker, and in the bulletin you can see how you can support that. And the Anglicare Agency of Care we're remembering and praying for will be for Defence Force Chaplaincy. Today we've been reminded having helpers in the ministry of the gospel and sharing in ministry with them is reason to rejoice. Let us continue to appreciate the partnership in the gospel with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, we come to the end of meeting together. Thank you for joining us for church. Join again next week. Before we leave, let me close with prayer and join with me in our final song. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.